because they are always entering the future. They are always changing. You only age if you never change. At the ready.
Well, what about light traps? The apex predators in the black hole.
Black holes exist throughout the fabric of space. Snowblade signals if we are near one. It would mean the end for our kind. At the ready.
Rory's voice came over the phone. We seem to be approaching the terminator zone. It could be a black hole, but our scanners indicate a dark moon, so it might be moving. Looks like it should be on the moon's rock, or a shot sign. When Ted and Sirius entered the control room, they found everyone silently focused on one of the scanners. But is there a problem, Glory? It's a pale brother shape.
Gotta be sure.
She said in a tight voice.
This dark nebula is obscuring everything. Snowbird can't get a distinct way on it or something.
Chance said.
No, we are too. And that's for sure.
You guys smoking.
What happened? Are you alright?
Are you okay?
Sure enough. The terraplane was slowly being drawn forward. As if by a giant hand.
What do we do now?
There was no answer. Serious fault.
Stereo test and demonstration record.
I'm not doing it. Tell me what to do, my friend. Glory to the human aspect. Try to reverse the thing.
Concentrate. They said we don't play music. We play program. That's their own mind. We do not play music. We play program.
Balance control itself is operating correctly.
Jump, mumble, jump, gibberish, you know.
Oh, yeah. I never really liked the viewer.
What formula are you rattling off at 3 o'clock in the morning?
That's what's so important. You couldn't stop yourself from broadcasting.
The union waivers.
Make sure that we turn the tide.
Some might say that that Denisov is not a force.
I finally began to wonder if you were real.
I have looked for you.
Any dead bodies left behind will be chagrined upon.
A lonely, intricate grave.
Agent Dr. Nivertop. Dr. Nivertop, your pizza is here.
Oh, wait.
Sometimes, like tonight, for instance, we get no answer. An echo lower sound. Sometimes the human brain sleeps. Brain damage.
Oh,
I thought maybe brain damage.
In your case, it probably is.
Exactly.
Keep that up, Beauchamp, and your brain will turn into a sponge.
Revolution in the streets is telling us that time is running out.
Hey,
the power king of Israel.
The doctor he needs for his head.
This has already been written. All we have to
it's
do
already
do
written by the guy.
That's how it's written.
It is written. You know, before they said it was written, they used to say, "For so the prophet spake."
Pretty as Barbara.
Prettier.
Ah, thank heaven. Send her right here.
This is the doctor. He will see you now.
How do you do, doctor? Oh, nurse.
The year was 1967.
I fear that the only way to stop those possessed by the spirits of the fog is through the act of bodily dismemberment.
Jimmy Carter, a peanut farmer from Georgia, became American.
I wanted to fall asleep. I was in no pain, but I couldn't get up. I knew I was losing blood. I saw the blood coming out of my chest, out of my back. There was blood coming out of my arm. I tasted blood in my mouth. I was starting to get cold and nervous. and I guess the pain kept me awake.
Lose 10% of your blood, and you might feel a little bit faint. It's like donating blood. It's no big deal. If you lose 20%, you might feel a little bit faint, a little bit dizzy. Your heart rate's certainly going to go up a little. Lose 40% of your blood, and you're in trouble. You're beginning to lose consciousness as a result of that.
You know, if you ever ridden inside an ambulance, that sound echoes. Today, I even hate that sound every time I hear an ambulance. While I was in the ambulance, the pain started.
Terrifying sugar, grease, and salt.
Ah, yes, but we've all been good little boys this year, right?
I can hear them. Little lost breath still sighing their sighs.
Tremendous. Donald will stop it. He's totally awesome, amazing, and tremendous. He'll stop it. He can do anything. He's amazing.
Plugged in, probably. Where are your plugs?
A lot of people would ask, how did this
work? I can hear you. And the people at home, they can hear you too.
You're
coming in clear as a crystal radio set. Well, is their little switch next to it manipulated? Because that increases the sound. Move it back and forth and see if the... Because that increases the sound. Move it back and forth and see if there's any change in sound coming into your dream.
What do you think?
The conspiracies that we discussed.
Which were out.
Some of my favorite.
And then I think as we started talking more and more about it, it felt like it needed something else to ground it.
And
that thing for the audience.
Well, I'm connected. Can you hear? I can now hear. Can you hear me?
Yes. This whole thing.
Hear you?
Categories.
But I remember hear yours. The first one. Very clear.
Okay. Switching over.
How about the background?
If you manage to
see, try to indicate why the level is right now.
What would the show be?
I have to say that all this trouble really is worthwhile. It does pay off in the end, as we remember from the prequel and Shallow from the sequel.
Why?
His words.
Try and keep it as brief as possible.
Oh, I remember it was Christine. She was patient.
Well, very
here?
Still.
No, breathing. But
I know it.
She was a full-time patient, being there since she was a child. She was a strange one. Whenever any kind of show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide.
Well, thanks a lot, Ben.
Foggy.
Now, you're blurry, too. From my perspective, blurry the moment. Can you hear the background music?
Very, very faintly. It's like coming from an old bass speaker in a house next door. This mic here. Because I was talking like this.
Well, I actually think your voice does carry, but it's much better and warmer if you can speak close to the mic.
Yeah.
You could move it close to you, could you not? Move it a little closer, and move yourself a little closer to the fire. There. Isn't that better? Warm and comfortable. The screen. Well, that they call it a spit.
Yes. Okay, you don't seem to be bothered.
Well,
it doesn't bother you.
That there's this icky spit guard right in front of me lips?
Yeah.
Well,
I'd rather have an icky phone. Microphone.
Just don't touch it with your own lips, and it will guard the microphone.
It also prevents peas from being popped.
Peas will pop in any case. That would have to do with recording parameters, but
it's always
good not to pop peas.
Pop.
No, there you go, popping.
Pop.
Just
see, that
I told
popped.
You not to pop.
Well, they call me Michael Poppy.
Peppy.
Poppy.
Peppy. Yeah.
The show.
Because of the evidence.
Where is the sacred church? Very brave people, I'll tell you, because I don't think they're coming back.
Well, they might not, but it's never really been proved that anyone can live away from the earth.
Right. Be very, very experimental.
If you go out there, maybe you'll just die, because you need the entire earth and everything on it as a support structure to keep you going.
Yeah.
And
sure.
You can live in a can for 90 hours, you know, and survive it. It's just that.
You took a long trip.
You'd be out there. You would have no earthly connection.
Right.
You'd be insane in space? But maybe not. You know, it would be an incredible and heroic thing to do.
I don't think anybody...
A goal to shoot at, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows what happens to the brain in weightless space.
They do. People on the International Space Station, they're weightless all the time. They're in microgravity.
Yeah, but for years, for the actual population.
Yes, that's the thing. It would be many months to get
even with the fastest. The fastest is one of these super... They're saying that they can maybe get it under 2 years, but that would be very, very experimental. It's got to be at least 5 years, I think, is how we talk.
That's what they
get there.
I don't think it'll take that long, really. There are all sorts of problems with propulsion and navigation.
But at the same time,
it's maintained is, has to be minutely calculated.
At the same time, it's been maybe 2 years ago now that they came out with the idea that it was going to be a 60-person crew. Three men and three women.
Please keep yourself to yourself.
That's what they said, and of course, didn't Obama mention it? 2020s or something.
That way you won't get no
hand. Well, they're trying to make it long range.
I hope they do.
Of course, everybody.
Of course, anyway.
We can get it together enough on the planet.
You know, the cooperation of most, if not all, other nations. You know, it's a world effort.
Yes, too many secrets.
We'll have to wait.
Too much elaborate
time we get to that.
It'll
probably be a half a Chinese effort. But, you know, they would do it, I think. It really became feasible. But if you think about your body being away from gravity for all those years, and then years or months or whatever on the planet.
Please don't you call
me years on the planet. Whatever that gravitational
situation
is. Please
don't come knocking at night.
And then taking another trip back for another few years.
Your manners are never quite right.
It's going to be a long time. It's going to be very difficult for your body to re-enter into the Earth's atmosphere.
Well, it is possible. You can exercise also. But there's some...
But they say your bones are even wear out.
There's bone laws in microgravity. On a different planet, you would still slowly lose bones.
You
have it for a while.
Yeah.
And if you continue to exercise, you can probably maintain.
That's the idea, yeah.
But that's another problem when the gravity is less than your own home world.
You like today? I've got an more extra awesome game to share with you.
That's great. But have you heard of something called Hero Wars?
Right. A way that perhaps can't be made up for.
Well, it makes you super strong.
You become heavier and wider, perhaps?
Your muscles adapt to the much stronger pull. And so, by earthly standards, you're extremely strong.
Perhaps there wouldn't have been a Homo erectus. Gravity is
the Earth has been larger, but the whole thing is so chancy, it boggles the mind. Anything different than nothing else.
Yes.
It is a very important test to anyone who wishes to enjoy the ultimate sound that his stereo is capable of delivering.
Yeah. Mystery or conundrum, I ask.
Coincidence or conspiracy? Days of enjoyment with studio guest Michael Pepe.
And let me tell you,
there is
nothing sadder than a slackless child.
That's for damn sure.
There are slackless children all over our world today, ladies and gentlemen.
Those who helped me, and those who have helped me in the past, know that this is true.
If by merely moving your finger,
some voluntary muscular movement,
you can enliven the lives of millions of bored
citizens and members of governing boards. Yes, mainly, it's possible.
But mainly slackless children who,
I feel like playing. Use children in its larger sense, as in, say, the children of Israel, or the children of the Impressionist movement. I'm not actually referring to wee ones with rattles and bassinets. Heavens, no.
Well,
no, I'm talking about adults who, after all, have undergone more of life's vicissitudes than those overly pampered children, and thus logically deserve even more charity. Donation than some fictitious slackless child.
Well,
children are very good at entertaining themselves and finding slack for themselves if left alone. Because just as I said, it was in the sense of, say, the children of Israel or something like that. The kind begins in Israel. Yeah, we're just showing that the other business here. So we hope you're enjoying this extra slice of the show live on radio. Those of you who are still with us on this fine, froggy morning. Well, I can't see the little indication of how many gremlins are peering into the infrascope, so that data doesn't come to me, but...
I didn't know that you could see gremlins in a...
You can see exactly right over here, if you know how to set it up properly, you can see how many geeks are a-gawking at you. And you can also see how many did at the peak of geek.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that display is not there, and I lack the ability to bring it up on the screen.
Really? So you are insufficiently geeky to see how geeky your audience is.
And your point would be?
Would be that you need to be more geeky, and that the audience...
More geeky, sacre bleu.
The audience also should be more geeky enough to listen to the show.
Well, I think people who listen to the show are not coming to us for technological advice.
True,
or
true.
Any discussion of computers, which,
yes,
when it happens at the dinner table, crushes all conversation.
I know, I hate it. I hate it myself.
And
has to be done.
Produces the death instantly of human
people
interaction.
Should be discussing
if there's one song you remember from the film, it's probably
even the boulder
its rhythmic bolster of drums and unpredictable strings are resoundingly excited, each gritty note expressing otherness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and the consistency of lyrics and seduction scenes, and the effect for the audience is that despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but instead the slur, the hypnotic wink and detached stare invoke a finer sense of fear above all else, perhaps due to their performative falseness, echoed in how the song is constructed. It's interesting that a version of this song also
plays
the scenes, which takes place at the beach,
perhaps I should take us back
commentary from the drowning This is the first moment film where Laura has empathy. Hear from the swimmer, but she isn't equipped to process it, and so her violent reaction seems not sensitive, which is where the song begins. Laura kills the swimmer's
questions.
Why is she behaving in accordance with the programming rules?
Science museum.
Why drag the body across the beach? For that matter, why did he move it at all? The jarring apathy from the eye of the baby shows how far detached she is from the human experience.
But this is unbelievable. It's a size of 10 elephants. Weighs as much as 10.
The creeping seductive soundtrack supports this notion, only this time it's and with the time, Laura begins to experience the depth of human behavior.
So it would just chomp these jungle trees, these leafy jungle trees, all along.
Becomes intercut with more observable, for example, focusing not just on men, but women.
Can you imagine witnessing a...
Well, that was great.
Threshold of space.
Thank you.
And 60 years ago, two bicycle makers from Dayton dreamed, sweated, one day produced a machine that feebly carried a man along for a distance of 212 feet. Seconds. The X-15 is one quarter the length of the Wright brothers' first flight.
Thus becoming the giant monster.
I would have eaten it if I found it.
The
motion travels to man's eventual controlled flight.
So what do you think was West Hamlet? You think this was this before West Side Story or after?
It was after, of course, and he done it again. His star was falling and yet... Americans could always get a strange job by going overseas somewhere and being the American guy who's vaguely familiar as an American actor. And he didn't have to have great status. That's why there are all these British science fiction movies with Forrest Tucker, Gene Evans, and Dean Jagger, actors of that drum. It may be difficult to think of Forrest Tucker as a scientist, and yet in the movie Cosmic Monsters, he...
That's because you associate him with...
Hello, hello.
F-Troop, right?
I associate him with playing evil, brutal bad guys, which he did for a large part of his career. A lot of these guys...
He was a Nazi fighter.
Abusive, evil, son of a bitches, but here in these movies, they got to be the heroes.
Sons... I think it's sons of bitches. Not son of a bitches.
But it's all old age stuff. I haven't been casting.
Hello, 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 hello.
I'm gonna go a little early.
Yes. Who's that guy?
No, who's that? Doctor Gold.
A vampire and stuff. This is good. Lines I love.
A vampire.
The first Ivan Mirror. Radio vampire.
That's Radio Vampire, Radio VAMP.
That's not Radio Valencia. That's the only
no.
Station that comes.
No, we don't publicize the Vampire Vampire.
Well, you are coming to exchange blood with us later, right?
Yes, but the thing is,
you know, young people really do that. They'll drink each other's blood. They're crazy.
I know one who has done it, and so do others. In fact, we all know him.
I bet I know who that is.
Well, then I need not let you.
That's right.
Talking about those we know who have sampled human blood.
Yes.
But I tell you that the vampire does not need to drink blood. Just by induction, he, she, or it can lie down next to you, and vitality can pass from your body to the vampire.
Without
reviving the vampire, this is the most common form.
Really? Without
the
them
blood
biting.
Is just a taste of, that some prefer.
So they don't have to bite you, that's what you're saying?
It depends on what they want. If they want to assume a sort of pseudo-substantiality, to be really there, they can drink blood and have a sort of a projection of a body. But for the most part, the vampire is not even physically present. It is a malignant form of energy. It has cast no reflection. It has no shadow. Not as much. But on the other hand, they've been around a long time. They know the joke. They know how to get loaded. Until they get bored, they can live forever.
Yeah. Well, Well, I know they, when they bite into like a usual host, like a cow or something, they
now you're
they
talking
just,
about the vampire fuck.
Yes, they'll just make a prick or make a hole, and then they kind of lap it.
Exactly.
They just lap it after.
There's no sucking if you're too they create a hole, as you say, and then with their tongue they lap the blood. And they do this to people, also.
Yeah.
But the people have to be asleep. And of course, as always, it doesn't hurt when they get it because they have a little bit of anesthetic in the article. So you don't even know you've been pierced and your blood is being lapped up. The problem is not with this process, which is sort of sharing for all. The problem is with the diseases that are often transmitted from one host to another.
Well, from us to them, let it be.
Depiction in the movies, the vampire bat does not fly to its victim. It lands a short distance away, then crawls over the ground and crawls onto the victim. Then it begins to draw its blood moving.
Yes, they're really little rascals that crawl around like they like you don't see them. But
oh, the little rascals are older than that. They're 10, 11.
What would be the diseases that they might spread to humans? You would think, since they are drinking our blood, that we wouldn't catch anything from
not
them.
From them, from another host. They can go to a sick host, and they can then contaminate you with some of the blood from that host. This is the way that the Anopheles mosquito transmits malaria. This is the way that the cone nose bug of the Southwest, the so-called kissing bug.
Number nine, there was not... The quality of nudity this year was depressing.
You want to keep your blood from being sampled by anybody because of the side effects. Side effects are always bad. A loss of a minuscule amount of blood isn't so bad.
No.
Unless 1,000 things do it to you. But the things that come along with it are not good and to be avoided.
But still, though,
never welcome anything that invades your body.
Yes.
Never make a hole in your body. I'm sorry, with all this metal piercing, you're really asking me. For it.
Exactly.
The body has to be kept well guarded if it wishes to persist.
But this is just
one person's opinion, after all.
If the body is not actually penetrated by the vampire bat in any way, if the bat is, as it were, downstream and merely lapping up the blood that has already left the body, then
you won't catch no disease. But why are you streaming blood out in the wilderness?
Well, because he's bit you. I mean,
well, then it's already transmitted in that bite. Terrible disease. It doesn't.
I was a youngster when I first learned how to push. I spent a 50 on my ring to split. I had to come and go crazy off split. I got the hammer, hammer. I learned how to split. I got that hammer. When I first learned how to cook it, I spent the 50 on my rent to split. I had to come and go crazy on the split.
по нашим сведениям.
Thank you.
tip. And we should be proud of nuclear war. Negative.
Unable to comply. Authorization denied.
Message brought to you as a public service.
This is to dim the pain.
Please do not address this unit in that manner.
Negative. Well, anyhow.
Unable to comply. That is correct. Negative.
She said the term.
Unable to respond. Unable to comply. That is correct. Negative.
San Francisco was destroyed.
Please care by sending dollars.
Now, during the worldwide campaign to care,
if you could see these victims here now, you would believe me. Send your money to care.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
One of the most spectacular kinds of automobile accidents
is the one in which the car not only gets banged up, but bursts into flames. What makes it really horrible is the idea that a driver and his passenger, stunned by the accident, may be trapped inside the burning car. The National Safety Council says that, fortunately for most of us, this type of spectacular smash-up is very rare. Only one driver...
<That winner. laughs>
The thing that stops people inside a car... Well, someday it's just...
Transfer complete.
You know who did it?
You want to talk to him? Say, you say, you stop touching me.
Abby, you and Randy, baby.
Abby,
there are too many things left out. For instance, Abby, Randy,
and something's broken. This will suck up your face. And then you gotta take it away, you know.
Okay.
You also notice that the right side of your face feels like it's sliding off of your skull, and your bottom lip is in your lap.
This is important.
Puzzling evidence.
In the house.
It is the negative which will always repel
good and attract undesirable circumstances.
Responsible for destroying more chances for success, losing more patience and personnel. It has caused more practices to
longer in the mire of mediocrity than any other single shortcoming or attitude.
Of others, you protect your own. Be considerate. Practice responsible recreation.
What's this thing in your mouth?
Well, in the Medi meeting?
Single commodity that promises so much. Actually, it's really nothing
more than controlled enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for living, just for getting the job done.
Excitement for one's life's goals.
Destiny for expanding our world.
Tell you not to pick your teeth with any sharp.
Is it for a great
profession and a great life?
I'm eager, I'm interested,
I'm enthused, I'm enjoying life, I like life.
But you?